Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, and we're going to talk some video games. Happy birthday to a man who we're going to celebrate all week. Today is his birthday. He is turning 55, and he is an icon, an American treasure, one of the most interesting, I mean, I would say best and amazing actors really out there, Mr. Nicolas Cage. Nick Cage is everybody's sometimes favorite actor, and that's just delightful to me. He's awesome, and it's his birthday, so we're gonna go a little crazy this week. Today, I wanted to look at some roles in video games that Nick needs to play. That's one kind of blind spot he has on his filmography. You know, he's done book adaptations, comic adaptations, quite a few comic adaptations that we'll look at on Wednesday's show, but you know, some remakes, some serious movies, some insane movies, all sorts of stuff. But never really done video game movies. And, I mean, part of that is there's not a lot of great video game movies. But there's a lot of great video game characters that he could play. And we're just going to look at a few of them today. One, and I mean, this is a video game based on a comic, but they had a whole nother life in comics, and that's Sam and Max. And I think he, as Sam, the sane one, would be really interesting against somebody like Charlie Day or, you know, somebody crazy in the Max role. It would be a lot of fun to see how that played out. And I think his low-level seriousness but quirkiness, kind of like what we see in Gone in 60 Seconds and movies like that, would just be interesting as a giant detective dog. He could do it a lot of justice, I think, and have a lot of fun with it. Some other characters I think it would be really neat to see him play would be, I think the most interesting would probably be Phoenix Wright from the Ace Attorney series. You know, and this could be live action or voice. I'd be down for either one. You have this attorney who just over the top and like points and yells and screams and just, if you've never played an Ace Attorney game, I've only played a couple here and there, and really played as him in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, but seeing Nick Cage up there being Nick Cage, but as a lawyer, would be awesome. And I think, again, he would have a lot of fun. That's the thing about Nick Cage is most of the time he looks like he's having fun. So I would love to see him be an attorney and just shout things, you know, just shout objection at the most insane and maybe inopportune times, you know, just using court phrases that he's seen on TV just because he's in a courtroom or something. Would be a lot of fun. Also, the prince from Katamari, you know, the guy who rolls around and eats up everything. That's another game that is weird and quirky. And you put Nick Cage as somebody who's talking about gobbling up cities and growing larger and trying to, you know, bring peace to the universe because his dad ate a planet or whatever the plot of those games is. They kind of change and it's always a little strange. But, you know, him out there, again, and you could have him eating while he's doing it or whatever, mumbling or being, you know, covered up, have his mouth covered up where he's kind of mumbled. I don't know. All those kind of things would be really, really cool. Master Onion from Parappa the Rapper. I don't know who you would get as Parappa, but a giant kung fu onion sensei that has Nick Cage written all over it. And, you know, kind of going to the Keanu Reeves, I know Kung Fu. It would be, I'm just hearing all these in my head and watching them play out as I talk about them. And it would be, who would be Parappa the Rapper in that scenario? Probably have to go with, I don't know, someone like Michael B. Jordan. I mean, he's in everything, but he kind of has that charm and charisma that I think would be a lot of fun in a role like that. Tom Nook from Animal Crossing, that little a-hole loan shark who is just a step above like organized crime in the Animal Crossing world. He, you know, has his little sweater and looks all fancy and professional, but you just have like this low-key feeling that he was going to break your legs if you don't pay him back. He'll give you money, but then he'll come and burn your house down. And just seeing a calm, cool, collected raccoon with Nick Cage's voice, again, hilarity. A lot of these, you know, they obviously he's not going to win any awards or anything for him, but the hilarity factor there would be just absolutely, absolutely wonderful. We got a new Sonic movie coming out. We'll see how well it does as far as starting a franchise. But I think if it does go and you brought in other characters from that world, you could have Nick Cage voice Silver and or Shadow. I think we voice both of them. That would be really cool. And seeing the dynamic there and having, you know, have conversations with himself, kind of like he did in adaptation, where, you know, he's shown that he can play two kind of quirky roles of the same coin and just have a field day with it. It would be delightful. Fighting games, as far as fighting games go, you know, I think if you did a Soul Calibur movie, throw him in there as Valdo, the weird kind of blindfolded guy with the knives, Wolverine looking knives thing. He looks like he could have a Nick Cage voice. Over in, if you did Street Fighter, you would, and I want to say Dan, but then I kind of also want to say Ken. And I love Ken. Ken's my favorite Street Fighter character. Either one of those, you know, just that, I should probably, yeah, Ken. Having that kind of cocky, arrogant Nick Cage, just to see how he would handle that. If you did Mortal Kombat, I mean, Johnny Cage seems like the obvious answer there. He would do some crazy stuff with it. And again, just have fun with it, because that's what Nick Cage does. You know, all of his movies, like we said, just looks like he's just doing whatever. I think if they ever made an Octodad game, or not a game, sorry, a movie, that Nick Cage is the only choice for Octodad, just kind of flailing around, shouting random things, it would be great. Just the awkwardness and the uncomfortable yet comical way it would play out would be great. If they did Mario, I would actually like to see him as Waluigi, but not with one of the weird accents that the Warios and that Wario and Waluigi have. It would just be, you know, Nick Cage being Nick Cage, because that's what he does best. Make a Conker's Bad Fur Day movie. Make him Conker. Give him the main voice, and you'd have, I don't know what you have, but you'd have to do Conker's Bad Fur Day for sure, just to let him say what he wants and have fun with it. And yeah, anybody in Grand Theft Auto, he would be great. I'm really surprised we haven't seen him in Grand Theft Auto or in Call of Duty Zombies. When they get, has he showed up? No, he hadn't showed up in Zombies. We had Jeff Goldblum, I think, show up in Zombies. But, you know, there's all these great opportunities for Nicolas Cage in video games. And we've seen he'll be in just about anything. You know, you throw him some money and he'll do it. He is a working actor, for sure. And whether it's in an adaptation of these video games to film, or just let him do the voiceover in the games themselves. You know, there's a lot of Nick Cage worthy games out there. But let us know, what would you like to see Nick Cage voice or play in a live action? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just look for us. Look for the Night Nerd. We're also on YouTube. Just had a new Loot Gaming unboxing go down over there. Always good stuff. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. That way you get all the shows, not just this, but also Family Sounds and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Yeah, great things. It's a new year. Lots of great things. Happy birthday again to Mr. Nicolas Cage. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Blasting down the highway in the Batmobile, you squealed in delight. We were going to Paris. Caught between my passport and a root beer float, I turned the car around 'cause you made fun of me.